91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio.
fast asleep. If you could see what I could see, drip drop a lovely dream.
It is a concept that you can't put into words. I mean, it's...
Bob Angel's Detox Mansion on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
To a house I once lived in, around the time I first went on my own, when the roads were as many as the places I had dreamed of, and my friends and I were one. Now the distance is done and the search has begun. I've come to see where my beginnings have gone. The walls and the windows were still standing, and the music could be heard at the door, where the people who kindly endured my odd questions asked if I came very far. And when my silence replied, they took me inside, where their children sat playing on the floor. Changes that would find us farther on, and it left me so warm and so high. But as I stepped back outside to the gray morning sun, I heard that highway whisper inside, "Are you ready to fly?" And I looked into the faces all passing by. Ocean that will never be filled, and the house that grows older and finally crumbles, that even love cannot rebuild. It's a hotel at best, you're here as a guest. You ought to make yourself at home while you're waiting for the rest. Well, I looked into the dream of the mill. I am battled illusions, looking into you. Mm-hmm. And I was among those who called him a prophet. And I asked him what was true. Until the distance had shown how the road remains alone. Now I'm looking in my life for the truth that is my own. That's true.
When I was back there in seminary school, there was a person there who put forth the proposition that you can petition the Lord with prayer. Petition the Lord with prayer. Petition the Lord with prayer. You cannot petition the Lord with prayer.
Can you give candy. Share
91.5 WMFO. The Soft Parade from the Doors. And I just love that song. And I had it cranked. But every time I hear that song, it gets to the part about whipping the horse's eyes. And I go, what does he mean by that? It sounds a little cruel to me. But anyway, great stuff from the Doors. Jackson Browne before that from his debut album. We heard Looking Into You. We heard a request from Susan Lyons, Susan Button Lyons, up in Maine. She wanted to hear Guster, Tufts' own Guster, formed right here on this campus. We heard Barrel of a Gun from Lost and Gone Forever. We heard The Last Parade from Sonia Dada, Crazy Lady, most people know that song as. We heard the live version, Lay Down and Love It Live, that came out in 99. And Prince with Purple Rain, title track from that album. So nice that Prince is available on Spotify now and various other streaming services. That's right. I promise you, it's true. You can do it. You can listen to Prince on Spotify. Now, don't turn me off yet, though. Don't you go do that. We've got, if you're in New England, we have awesome weather. I don't know what it's like around the rest of the country. I know we got listeners all over the place. But here in New England, we are enjoying one hell of a weekend. A mixture of sun, clouds and sun today. High. I'm going to throw out the high because we've passed it. I'm going to say high near 60. Clear skies tonight, turning colder. Low around 33, mainly sunny with the highs near 40 tomorrow. And the rest of the week looks like nothing too cold. 40 on Tuesday, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all in the 50s and 60s. Only chance of real serious rain is next Saturday. And that's going to be a heck of a rainstorm. Right now on the campus of Tufts University, it is 58 degrees. Woohoo!
Did you know you could lose your college financial aid if you get convicted of a minor drug offense? According to the federal government, one-third of all college students have used marijuana in the past year. Imagine the devastation to our nation's economy if all of these students got the punishment that some lawmakers think they deserve. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and fight back against the government's drug war attacks on our generation. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Seriously? A third? What is wrong with college kids these days? I don't get it. Here's Midnight Oil, 91.5 WMFO.
Too long, our sons need never. past 12. I was dancing when I was 12. I was dancing when I was out. I was dancing when I was out. I danced myself right out the womb. I danced myself right out the womb. Is it strange to dance so soon? I danced myself right out the womb. I was dancing when I was 8. I was dancing when I was 8. Is it strange to dance so late? Is it wrong to understand the fear that dwells inside a man? What's it like to be alone? Myself out of the womb. Is it strange to dance so soon? I dance myself into the tomb.
When I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this. And totally redeem yourself!
It's Bob Angel's Detox Mansion on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Fasten your seatbelts.
Yeah.
Are we having fun yet? I think so. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I'm Bob Angel. It is the Detox Mansion we're here sitting in, and rightfully so. That was Melissa Etheridge, brand new stuff. Getting back to her roots for sure. And the Memphis Train from Memphis Rock and Soul. It's her latest release. Before that, a request for Jerry out in Ohio. I think he's in Columbus. Jerry, are you in Columbus? We used to work together in Portsmouth at WHEB in Portsmouth. But we're both moved on. He's in Ohio, and I'm here. Jerry, tell us where you are. I think he's in Columbus, but I'm not positive. Cosmic Dancer, T-Rex from Electric Warrior, that legendary album. And we started with Midnight Oil and Forgotten Years from Blue Sky Mining. The album's called Blue Sky Mining. Of course, there's a song called Blue Sky Mine on the song, on the album, but we didn't play that one, so I don't know why I'm telling you that. You are tuned in to 91.5 WMFO. Please, please, go to our website. And, well, obviously, most of you did, because most of you can't listen without hearing it. Unless you're right in the Medford, Boston, North Shore area, you can't get us on FM. You got to stream us, and it's really high-quality streaming. And so you go there, and, you know, to keep us going, yeah, hit listen now to listen to us right next to that button. I know you want to push it. You got to click on that button called donate. It keeps us going. It keeps all this, the studio, in check. And we can keep doing these great shows. We have a lot of talent here at WMFO. And I hope you continue to support us. Anyway, let's start another set of music here at 12:39. I don't have much more time, but go to my website, go to the Facebook page, rather, is what I meant to say. If you're a friend of mine, you will see I got a thread up there, and it also should also be on the 91.5 WMFO Facebook page. It's also there, so you can see them in both locations. And in the meantime, I got the Patti Smith Group, 91.5 WMFO.
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO. That ended way too soon. And brand new from the Shins. Heartworms is the name of their album. Brand new. Name for You was the name of the song. XTC before that. And the Mayor of Simpleton going back to 1989's Oranges and Lemons. Pedestrian at Best. We all love Courtney Barnett. Great Aussie. Just an incredible artist. I can't wait to hear her next album, whenever that might come out. I haven't heard anything. I'm not saying that I have. Sometimes I sit and think, and sometimes I just sit. That's the album we took that last one from. Started with the Patti Smith Group from Wave, and a new remix. Well, not that new. Came out 3 years ago, I guess. Dancing Barefoot. 12:55 is the time. I'm Bob Angel. This program has been called Detox Mansion, and it's a name that I stole from Warren Zevon. You guys know that. I didn't mean to do it. I didn't know that they'd actually pick me to do a show. And I do this Detox Mansion thing every other Sunday from 11 to 1. I hope you continue to join me. We've had a nice audience today. It's been great. Thank you so, so much for listening. And when I steal from Warren Zevon, I just made a kind of a pledge to play a lot of Warren Zevon because I just feel I owe it to him. This is an alternate version of Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me, going back to 1976's eponymous album. Warren Zevon, and I will see you in 2 weeks on 91.5 WMFO.
I'd beat her. She took me back to the Hyatt House. I don't want to talk about it.